A Yukon log home builder said he was laying off the last of his employees last Friday due to a lack of access to the kind of local wood his business survives on. The News reviewed the above-mentioned business owner's recent email correspondence in which he, the owner of Eldorado Log Builders Inc., announced the looming layoffs for June 13 and sought support from Peter Wright, executive director of the Yukon Wood Products Association. Another Yukon builder in the industry wrote to the News in February to express concern about potentially having to truck logs up from British Columbia to stay in business despite the vast amount of forest in the territory. The owner of Carpenters Construction was worried about the impact of the wood supply issue on his business and other Yukon log home builders. "The big issue that we're having is access to saw logs, as opposed to firewood or fuel wood," according to Wright. Wood used as fuel makes up most of the wood use in the territory, and a lack of supply of it was encountered a few years ago. Lately, as expressed by industry and the official opposition and noted in Yukon government briefing notes, the issue is the supply of local saw logs that meet the specifications for building homes. Wright has a background in forestry and environmental management, specifically on the engineering side. He said the Yukon log home industry is made up of small owner-operator, family-run businesses that might employ a handful of people. "The process is too bloody slow here, and these guys are getting these little postage stamp harvest areas and having to bounce from place to place and everything, and the mobilization and demobilization costs are just killing them, and there's no certainty," he said. "There's nothing that they can hang their hat on." Wright explained that fuel wood or firewood can get down to smaller sizes and still be useful, whereas saw logs come from larger, more specific sized trees like pine and even spruce in the Yukon. "The tapering of saw logs matters. They can't be loaded with twists and knots, and they need to be dry or properly dried out, so they don't wind and warp. Those businesses investing in greenwood are taking major risks because of how long the wood takes to dry out." Heartland Timber Homes, owned by Liard First Nations Development Corporation First Koshka, is taking trees, milling and building homes in the Watson Lake area, southeast of Whitehorse, the ideal spot, according to Wright. Meanwhile, the two other businesses mentioned above are struggling to get local wood. "All those two need are a couple of truckloads of saw logs," per Wright. "They need about 80 to 100 cubic meters, and that'll keep them in business for a year or two and keep upwards of six guys employed," he said. "Like it's nothing. It's absolutely nothing." The Wood Association wants the businesses to get access to an old burn near Watson Lake, close to the highway, since they need to rely on existing infrastructure or build limited access routes to the sites. He gave another example of an area that fire tore through in 2015 that they were only able to get to this past winter due to the slow permitting process. Wright said the ideal time to retrieve is 2 years after a burn. "Every year that trees in the area aren't being cut, the available volume goes down. It's the whole process up here. Like it's unreal," he said. According to Wright, the 167 days it used to take for the Yukon Environmental and Socioeconomic Assessment Board, YESAB, to turn around a forestry project has doubled. Wright pointed to what he considers long processes for timber harvest planning and First Nation and public engagement and consultation. "There's a minimum requirement on times for consultation. There's no maximum cap, so nobody's making a decision," he said. Yukon Party leader Curry Dixon and MLAs Brad Cathers and Scott Kent recently visited log home builders, where the opposition politicians learned from one operator that they were out of usable logs and would be laying off their remaining employees at the end of the week. In a June 12 press release, Cathers said the governing Liberals have been aware of the issue but have been brushing it off instead of meeting with builders. He cited jobs and local businesses that rely on the minister taking action. Yukon Energy, Mines and Resources Minister John Stryker has indicated his department is attempting to make more saw logs available based on his direction. During the spring sitting of the Yukon Legislative Assembly, the Yukon Party criticized the Yukon government's record on getting local industry access to local logs for fuel wood in the past and for log home building more recently. There are some issues around timber, I acknowledge it, and we meet regularly to try to see about how we can increase, Stryker told the legislature on March 20. I think that is in a better place, but now what we're looking to deal with is both biomass and saw logs. Stryker said he asked the department to make extra efforts to up those areas. He acknowledged there are delays at times. But I have asked the department to identify what those delays are and how we can work through them, he said. Premier Ranj Pillai jumped in on Cather's third question. We want to make sure that there is feedstock available and that they're not shipping logs in from British Columbia, but that we are accessing some of the best logs that are available, which are in Southeast Yukon, Pillai said. The following week, when asked again about the topic, Stryker reiterated that he had directed his department to work to increase supply. He suggested demand had gone up. He pledged to follow up directly with builders. Spring 2025 briefing notes prepared for the resource minister indicate the department is working to develop new timber harvesting projects and support existing business operations. 9 timber harvesting projects have been submitted to YESAB to support wood supply. The department expects more harvesting ahead as the Yukon government and communities carry out wildfire protection plans that involve planned burns. As for why all this might be an issue, the briefing notes state, although the fuel wood availability in the territory has significantly improved, a shortage of building-grade saw logs persists as the saw log dimensions required for manufacturing log homes and buildings are rare in the Yukon. According to the briefing binder, Whitehorse log home builders have been impacted by the prioritization of timber from Scobie Creek to Heartland Timber Homes. These builders are not satisfied with the quality of saw logs from other districts and prefer the fire-killed logs from Watson Lake, reads the briefing note. The Yukon government and Liard First Nation approved licenses for Bill's Woodcutting and First Koshka for 17,000 cubic meters of saw logs and fuel wood under the Scobie Creek Timber Harvest Plan near Watson Lake. With all of the 250 to 300 cubic meters of saw logs going to the First Koshka Company, as indicated in the government briefing notes, that leaves Eldorado Log Builders Inc. and Carpenters Construction to suffer. The briefing notes suggest the option of directing wood from the Lubbock Valley area in Marsh Lake to builders, but that will require talks with Carcross, Tagish First Nation. A timber harvest plan for the Lubbock Valley project has been approved and a decision document issued for the harvest of up to 14,963 cubic meters of saw logs and fuel wood. New projects in the Scobie Creek area and Poison Lake burn area, the latter of which will need major road infrastructure work to get there, are also underway, per the briefing notes. Other projects going through the ropes are noted at Copperhall Road in Whitehorse, Marsh Lake in Southern Lakes, and Northern and Central Yukon. Wright said he is working with Stryker, his ministry and industry voices to pull through the saw log shortage for the two most impacted businesses. While Wright understands the need for consultation, he said Stryker and Pillai's government need to step in to make these decisions. Contact Dana Hatherley at dana.hatherley@yukon-news.com.